In the marriage and relationship system, the people are represented by two separate yet equally important groups. The men who collect toys and the women who want to kill them for it. These are their stories.
Welcome to the My Wife is Going to Kill Me podcast.
The podcast where me and my friends talk about the number one thing that makes our wives want to kill us. Toy collecting.
Shut up!
With Travis Bowles.
I am looking at you two fat bastards right now, and I'm like, there's no way people in America are going hungry.
Well, my son told me today that he didn't like hot dogs. How could you not like wieners? You just keep the wieners coming. What any chance?
Pete McCarthy.
Comes with two sets of hands. Because sometimes you need gloves, sometimes you don't. The AIDS epidemic in Africa. Hunger in the United States. And not having spare hands.
I just want to destroy villages, and that's all I've ever wanted to do.
And your host, Steve Bisciotti.
Chicks love to show their body off. It's the only thing they got nowadays. But she was married to Roger Rabbit, so she had his last name. She obviously wasn't going to hyphenate because she's a real woman.
So what if a favorite toy just happened to be half-naked muscular men? All right, everybody, welcome back to another episode of the My Wife is Gonna Kill Me podcast. This time we are on number 78. That sounds ridiculous. 78 times we've sat here and recorded episodes. Sometimes it just hits you. Sometimes the number just makes me go, wow, we really don't have a life. I'm your host, Steve Bisciotti, and with me today is one of the two best co-hosts a host can have, Pete McCarthy. How you doing, Pete?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Steven. How are you? You know, if I had any complaints, it's we don't ever ask you how you are. You care enough to always ask us. We never ask you. So, Steven, how are you?
I'm pretty good. Tired.
Tired. Why? Working a lot?
Man, work has just been a bear, if I'm being honest. We don't have enough guys at my work, and my boss doesn't understand that. So, you know, it's just one of those deals. He just thinks you squeeze harder. And
makes perfect sense.
Yeah. After a while it wears on you. But hey, like I'm the only one with that problem.
Right.
I mean, everybody out there listening is probably like, yeah, preach to the choir, you son of a bitch. You know, so I understand that. But yeah, doing well. Travis is not here. He is supposed to be here.
He's on his way from Muskegon.
Oh, from Muskegon.
Yep. From Ski Town.
20 minutes or so.
Yep.
He'll be here, walking in here with his sunshiny little face.
To ruin our epic episode without him.
Right, so. Right. Hopefully he'll be here in time to talk some toys. Right. Because that's all he's good for.
Yeah, he's useless in every way, shape, and form, except for that.
So. And commenting on Facebook.
Right.
Just so you know, if you message us through Facebook and the answer, you know, it just says, my wife is going to kill me. 95% of the times it's Travis, just so you know. So if he ever says anything that's real, real stupid or, you know, a wiener, if he's being a wiener, it's right. Not me or Pete.
Can we take a second to shed some light on Vernetta's incredible breasts? Because that picture on our Facebook.
That picture's ridiculous.
Holy shit.
That picture looks like it's been, like, messed with, like Photoshopped or something.
I wanted to just curl up inside there and take a nap. Holy shit.
So if you don't know what we're talking about, if you go to the My Wife is Gonna Kill Me Facebook page and look around pictures, photos of the toy get-together we just had a couple weeks back, you'll find it.
Oh, you won't miss them. You will not miss them. So. Pete, so what's new with you, Steven?
What's new with me? Man. Been busy. I started a podcast. Another one.
Why would you do something like that?
I don't know. Yeah, I'll tell you why, because I got a problem. And I love He-Man. That's just the way it is. And I love to talk about it. And it's something that was, you know, in the works for quite some time. I was trying to get it together, mostly with Justice Curry and Matt Rodriguez. And, you know, they both live a ways away,
yeah.
Especially Justice. And yes. We both have jobs. All three of us have jobs. And it's a hard thing to coordinate. We all have families and everything else.
But Matt is more... Matt reminds me of like a snake oil salesman from like the Wild West. You know what I mean? So yeah. Like he wants you to buy what he's selling, and I love that about Matt.
Yeah.
So he's a used car salesman, but I mean there's not much difference between, you know.
Yeah. So. But I mean, I love both of them, and I still want them as involved as they can be. With what we're trying to do, but man, I met Jeremy at MesquiteCon is when I actually kind of met him. He was an artist at MesquiteCon.
Welcome,
and we've talked to him multiple shows since, and realized that he had a love for He-Man. Yeah. You know, you see somebody like that, you meet him, and you're like, yeah, the guy's like, I love He-Man, and you're like, yeah, you don't love him like I love him. Then he pulls up his sleeves and shows me his He-Man sleeve of tattoos. And I'm like, okay, well, maybe you're committed. You know? So.
That is also a small insight into the top 10 for today. So stick around for that.
Nice.
So
I unwittingly gave you a segue to talk about your top 10.
I appreciate you.
That's because we keep getting closer to broadcast excellence here at the My Wife Is Gonna Kill Me podcast. I can't even talk. I'm bragging about our excellence and I can't talk. That is how it goes.
So He-Man podcast, yeah. There are 5, 2, 10. I mean, how many people have actually done what you would consider a true He-Man podcast?
There's been 2 or 3, maybe 4. Over the years, there's one right now done by Joe Amato.
Amato, I believe. Yes. Yep.
Okay. And he does a great job.
What's that one called?
You know, I can't think of the name of it. I always see him on YouTube, and I don't know what it's called actually. I always catch it and I watch it, but you know, he's on YouTube. It's fun. It's a fine podcast. But before that, there's been a couple that have been really, really fantastic, and I always liked them. But they've tuckered out. They've gone by the wayside, or they could pop up a podcast tomorrow, but it would be the first one in 6 months or maybe even longer.
The one that I've heard you speak about the most is it. Google roast dinner.
Yeah, roast Google dinner. Roast Google that's dinner. Okay. Done. That was done by, put on by He-Man.org.
Okay.
Yeah, and those guys did a great job. But they, I mean, if you look down there, I think the last time they had a podcast was quite a few months ago. So, okay. Not that they and they pop up every now and then. They're just, you know, there'll be something going on, big in the like PowerCon or something. And a lot of the people that are on it, they're the ones that put on PowerCon.
Right.
Which is the He-Man convention that they do in California, I think, every year that I've never been able to go to, but I really want to. So those guys, they're like 100 and, I want to guess without looking, maybe 120-some episodes, maybe even more deep.
Okay.
But been doing it for years. But they rarely put anything out. And when they do, it's about PowerCon or it's about something big. And it's like that I'm kind of missing that feeling where I want to just sit down and talk about, just nerd out about right. A figure, about a book, about a piece of art, about
the
lore, something.
The universe, the whole shoot.
Yeah. Page. Yeah.
So they're basically event or topic driven to where you're looking for something with just some regularity to it. Something you can kind of hopefully count on. People can go, hey, I don't have to wait too long. I can, you know,
Well, a lot of those
be something that sets off the podcast. It's just going to be there.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, pretty much. Their early episodes were exactly that. They were nerding out. And I mean, they had people that are big, you know them from the Motu community, artists, the Val Staples is the guy that runs or owns He-Man.org. I don't want to misspeak, okay. But, he did the colors for the card backs on those He-Man Ultimate figures.
So he's an artist as well. Then
he's a colorist.
He-Man. Okay.
Yeah. Just Nate Birch is on that podcast. He's another artist that has done work.
I love how he keeps saying these names and looking at me and expecting recognition.
I'm more telling the listeners, but they know this. If they're Motu fans, they know this. He works, I believe if I'm not right, he designed the packaging for the Four Horsemen as well.
Awesome.
So we're talking about people that got things going on.
These are He-Man heavy hitters.
Yeah, and I'm not. I'm a schlub that lives in Whitehall. Or I don't even live in Whitehall. I live in Muskegon, Michigan, and I have a podcast, and I love toys.
Right.
And I love He-Man.
Right.
And I met Jeremy, and Jeremy loves He-Man, too. And his passion for it is, it's unmatched. And I thought, we have the equipment. We have the know-how. Everybody else is kind of too busy to fill that nerd gap, except for Joe, who's putting stuff out.
Right.
And why not have a little more? And hopefully somebody finds it, or some people that like Motu Masters Universe find it.
Right.
So we recorded a first episode yesterday. I thought it was pretty good. It was a fun time. I think it's going to be fine. Jeremy was, he was great. I mean, even us, me, you, and Trav, we, in our first episodes, we've grown.
Oh, for sure.
Since then. We know how to interact with each other. We know what the other's thinking a little bit. That's going to take some time to develop that kind of rapport. But for a first episode, I thought it was great. There's definitely things I want to change already. I mean, we didn't even really do a first episode. If you listen to it, it's kind of an introduction. And then we talked about a mini comic, probably too long. And that'll be something that we are going, I got to talk to Jeremy about it, but probably should maybe, in my opinion, shorten that up and make it go a little faster. But I think it can be good. It can be really good. So I'm excited about it.
Awesome. I know you've been working on that for quite a while. So
yeah.
Cool to see that come to fruition.
And what, my grand plan of this whole thing is that me and Jeremy are here bi-weekly, putting that thing on, but we got Justin hooked up to the phones,
right.
And he chimes in, and Rodriguez comes in when he can, and maybe we got Rodriguez on the phone too, and we can get a few more, because I've got a well of people here that love that brand and can really contribute. I mean, Justin and his collection, he always knows this rare stuff that I don't even know is out there and stuff. I mean, he could really contribute to this show, and it could be very fun as far as the collecting end or, of it. So, yeah, I mean, there's just a lot, but we got Motu Joe out there, right? He's on the,
yeah.
He's on there all the time on Facebook Live.
Yep.
We could have him on there. He's another collector that's just, amazing.
Yeah, he's hog wild about the He-Man stuff as well.
Exactly. And we're all like, I don't know if Justin's the farthest away, what would you say? That's 150 miles? Not even.
It's
an hour and a half, isn't it, to Kalamazoo?
I don't know.
Let's just say it's 2 hours. So he's 100 miles away, probably.
Okay.
And everybody else is closer than him.
Right.
So,
Is there anybody else that's in our immediate circle that is, you would consider a big Motu?
Not a big one.
I mean, Kyle knows a little bit about everything. I mean, some things he knows obviously a ton about. I mean, I would consider him in the realm of a Star Wars expert,
Yeah.
And he's very wealth of knowledge in Marvel, wealth of knowledge in Joe. But He-Man, I mean, he's one of those guys where he likes stuff for what it is, buys what he likes, and plus he's a flipper. He sees the allure of having that stuff to flip in your booth.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't call him a Motu fan,
No, I wouldn't. Necessarily. I think he's a casual. He likes what he likes in the line. Kind of like Travis. Travis has got a whole case full of right. Masters of the Universe Classics figures that he loves.
Right.
But he's not the kind that's going to nerd out and argue over which canon is better, or, you know, do you like the mini comic stuff? Do you like the Filmation stuff? He's not going to sit down and discuss that.
Right. His He-Man is nostalgia meeting the Four Horsemen sculpting world. Two things that he absolutely loves. Loves the nostalgia, loves what the Four Horsemen do, and that's those two things kind of crashing together, you know? Because I don't think he has any Motu vintage anymore, does he?
No.
I mean, he got rid of all that. I mean, he pretty much collects kind of that Four Horsemen style, you know?
And I know that if it come down to him and needing some money for some Mythic Legions, he'd sell those classics.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if he had to.
I'm sure he'd sell his son if it came down to it.
You're probably right.
Realistically. You know?
Probably so, right.
Because in his mind, that's a double investment, because he's going to get money right now, and then he's going to save money in the long run, not having to feed a child and clothe and what have you. So.
Right. So I think it can be fun. It's going to be, like I said, it's going to grow. I think it's going to get better, and I think it's going to get better fast. I think this is going to move from the few episodes in, and we're just going to be, like, hitting it. And because I think me and Jeremy mesh really well together, and I can't wait to see what happens.
He's another one of those guys like us that you kind of can just drop in a group of pretty much anybody, and he's going to be able to have fun and make conversation and enjoy himself. And that's what we all do. I mean, look at all the different groups we've ended up in throughout the course of this, and we've never gone anywhere and not had a good time.
No.
You know, when you have that personality type, he's that way. You know, it doesn't matter what the group is or what they're talking about. He's a musician in a band, and he's an artist, and he's a Ghostbuster cosplayer. I mean, he finds his way into all of those different things, and can, you know, talk guitar tuning with Dave Hunt, you know, and then he can talk He-Man with you, and him and I'll talk Turtles. He's a big Turtles guy.
Yep.
You know, he could sit down and talk customizing with Joe Crazy Bill or Hobby Lobby or any of those guys. You know, he kind of has a little bit of everything.
Yep, he's got his fingers in a lot of things, and he's got a good personality.
Oh yeah, I mean, super fun.
You know, planning things with him is so easy so far.
Super easy, super easy going, way laid
yep.
back.
So. Yep. So,
well, cool. Well, best of luck to you, man. I wish I had more to offer on your Motu podcast. But
we might need you. We might need you at some point.
I mean, meet in the seat. I can always be meet in the seat. But as far as that goes, that's one. I can't think of a what I would consider a mainstream toy line or comic line that I would be the least helpful on, other than He-Man. You know, I have more to offer in a Joe group than I would in He-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Turtles. Obviously, Marvel. Even DC. Because I've read a lot of DC. I mean, Cowboys right. of Mu Mesa. I mean, let's be realistic. It's one of my least well known topics. But I would be more than happy to sit here and fire shots across your bow. So,
well, you know, that may happen. but I have to say, the reason I did that is because I've had such a good time on this podcast, and you know, this is going to be the mainstay. That's going to be bi-weekly at most. It may get bumped down to monthly just because of schedules and trying, you know, I'm not going to put this podcast on hold.
Right,
this one's going to keep rolling week to week, and right. this has got to come first. If schedules with me and Jeremy can't mesh, then, you know, it's going to be a while. But I think, you know, I don't think we'll give up. I think we'll just keep putting out at least something once a month.
Some sort of regularity to it.
Yep. Live.
And that's one thing that I didn't anticipate going into this podcast is I never in a million years thought we'd be getting messages from people asking why the new episode isn't out yet.
Yeah.
That boggles my mind. You know, and even if it's one person, for them to go, "Hey, didn't you guys record this week?" And you're like, "Yeah, we just haven't got it up yet." Oh, okay, well, look forward to it. And there's people that actually kind of count on, you know, the regularity of what we do. And that to me is just mind-blowing.
It is. You know? It is. It's really cool. And, you know, I've said before, I've made friendships with people that I have never met in life.
Right.
I've never visually looked at them.
Right.
In a room. It's always been a picture, an avatar, a screen, profile pic.
Right. Well, and look at, you know, even like your Carson Metaxas and your pre-pro Joe. You know what I mean?
Klingensmith.
Yeah, Dan Klingensmith. Yeah. You know, it was, I mean, there's like those are people that are they're in the know in those communities. Those are the people you were mentioning earlier in the He-Man. That's those people in the Joe community, and they took the time to have a conversation with us.
Yep.
And that still just, like I said, just still boggles my mind that people do that. So,
yep, it's been awesome. It's been an all around great experience. But moving on,
toy news.
We're gonna talk a little toy news, and Travis isn't here. And he's kind of the guy we lean on a lot for this. But Force Friday's coming up. And they,
what day exactly, you know?
I don't. That shows how well prepared I am. It is in September. I think it's, or maybe it's August. You're looking it up.
I'm going to try.
But we do have a list of the figures that are coming out. The 6-inch Black Series figures that we are excited about, and one that I found on here that I am really pumped about is a GameStop exclusive. Actually, a buddy of mine, Tom Piasta, messaged me today, and he's like, hey, did you hear about this? And I'm like, actually, I didn't hear about that yet. And he was wondering if it was true or not, if this was a real thing coming, and it appears that it is. GameStop exclusive Snoke with his chair.
Throne, yes.
His throne.
Yep.
So
September 1st.
September 1st.
According to this.
Awesome.
So that's, you are going to be in Chicago at a play. Because that's Labor Day weekend. Because Labor Day is the 4th.
But it will be
Thursday night.
So I don't know if I'm leaving.
Oh.
I'm probably leaving Friday after
you,
work.
You are leaving Friday. You can't not go to Force Friday with us. So
yeah.
I'll call Courtney. We'll work it out.
Did you go last year?
I did.
You did. It was you, Hobby Lobby,
yeah.
And...
Yeah, you don't remember?
I do, because
yeah,
you picked up something and you put it back down.
Well, that night, and I drove around. It was a tank driver that I put.
That's
and
right.
Then I came to meet you guys. You're like, oh, yeah, we're all at home in bed. Fuck you. And I'm like, oh, cool. All right, thanks, guys. I'll see you.
Yeah, there was a big... There was a big...
And I was like, hey, Steve, make sure you let me know if you're going to bring the kids, because I'll bring the kids. And then he didn't. And so I was like, nope, sorry, guys, no kids. And then Katie was there, and I was like, oh, made me like an asshole. So... Which happens on a regular basis anyway, because I'm always like, hey, let me know if you're bringing Courtney to a podcast, because I'll bring Amanda, and then nobody ever says anything, and then Courtney's here, and then I get the whole,
why not me, huh?
Yeah.
That's what you get. So, not to change the subject or anything, but look who the hell just walked in.
It is Travis. How you doing, Trav?
Good, guys. How you guys doing?
Too bad. How did your scrim image go?
It's kind of rough, but...
Kind of rough.
Well. We're alive.
maybe you should have kept 12. I'm not saying. I'm just saying. So.
I wish I would have kept 10, to be honest.
Yeah, in 2 weeks from now, you're going to wish you had 7. You only need one sub. So.
Oh,
have
boy.
You not seen him put together yet, Trav?
What's Trav looking at?
I have not.
The Vulture legend.
Oh, the Vulture.
With the
bat
wings. Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing
looking. It's incredible.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing looking.
So. But welcome. Jumping in, Force Friday, they released the figures that are coming out. And the first one we were discussing was the Snoke with his throne, the GameStop exclusive. Snoke, not Snope, excuse me. So,
have you seen this? Have you seen any pictures of any of these?
I have not seen Snoke either.
I just read that he was on a list.
Yeah, we just have the list.
Oh.
So, no pictures.
Oh, okay.
But,
Have you seen pictures? Are there pictures of all these figures?
I've seen Luke.
I've seen Luke.
I've seen Rey. I've
yep.
seen Finn. Not Finn. Yeah, Finn in a disguise.
Yep.
And one other.
Rose. Have you seen that Rose character?
No.
I believe she's going to be out. Isn't she on that list, Pete?
She was looking at a previous list.
She on the
so
4-inch
she might
list?
Be the 3¾, yeah.
Yeah.
We got Hera Syndulla. Is
Hera
that
Syndulla, that's going to be awesome. She's from the cartoon Rebels.
Okay.
Beautiful
Are any
figure.
Of these figures from the upcoming movie that you guys don't know who they are?
Not that we've talked about yet. I mean,
is the Praetorian Guard, is that from the new movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I believe it is.
The reissue Invader, Storm and Snowtroopers, and the AT-AT driver.
Yep.
So
we've got all those.
Now the Thrawn, we're getting a Thrawn.
Yeah, that's going to be like the San Diego Comic-Con exclusive, except he's not going to come in the cool box and have all those like artifacts that came with him. It'll just probably be a figure and maybe a pistol or something. I'm not exactly sure. Okay. But I'm excited to get that figure. Thrawn.
Yeah, looks
pretty
awesome.
Cool.
Yeah, it looks awesome.
So,
do you guys know who Tango is?
I don't.
Nope.
Okay.
I do not know who that is yet.
Clone Commander Gree, I'm assuming that's from the cartoon.
He is a Toys R but he's Toys R Us exclusive, yes. But we've already got him.
Oh.
He was on Toys R Us their store online, and we ordered him. I think Travis got one too, as far as I remember. And really cool. He's like a clone trooper commander. He's all camoed out and pretty badass.
Looks pretty cool.
Very badass.
Are you excited about parking lot in it with us, Trav, for Force Friday?
Oh yeah. Of course, man. Yeah.
So we are gonna invite Hobby Lobby, right? Because the guy brings cider.
And donuts.
So So
yeah. Awesome. Definitely. Hope Chris can make it.
What is the gentleman's name who we met there last year? Now we've seen at a few different shows. Spencer?
Mm-mm.
Anthony?
Mm-mm. I don't remember.
He's got a kick-ass cosplay costume.
Yep.
Deathstroke.
I know exactly who you're talking about, but I can't think of his name.
Kind of an odd duck.
Yeah.
Speaking of Hobby Lobby.
Yeah.
Man, he loves Super 7.
Oh, man.
What a miss.
No, he doesn't. He hasn't been having the best of luck with Super 7. For those of you who don't know, which is probably all of you, he got his He-Man for the Ultimates, and it was missing the shield.
Like it was not just not in the package?
Just not in the package.
Okay.
Which you can, the shield
well,
is...
Well, yeah, but he could just get him to send him one and then just pop him out and then put it back together. Oh, no, wait, you can't, because you all were lied to.
Yeah.
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 And that's kind of what they said. Last we've heard, they told him they will send him a shield.
No shit.
Which he is planning on keeping these on card.
Oh, that's...
No intention of opening.
That's Bush League. Sorry, that's straight up Bush League, man.
You know, it's hard. I don't know.
It is hard. It's very...
It's not. It's really not hard, though, because...
I'm with you, Peter,
you know,
on this.
I mean,
I am with you.
You paid for this. Like, you get it. Hey... That's
no, what I meant
be,
when
you know
I said
mean?
It's hard is it's hard for me because it makes me mad, yet I'm like, but I'm a sucker, so I'll keep buying them.
And I will, too. And I'm not even a sucker. Right. But I'll just keep buying them because they're that cool.
Yeah.
They are.
And it,
do one of you guys have a spare?
Oh, yeah,
no.
I got a spare.
I could give him a shield. Or you mean an in-package spare?
Yeah.
But I don't plan on opening mine right now, either.
Right.
Yeah.
Especially He-Man.
Yeah, well, see, Chris bought them. I know, you know, I've talked to Chris. He bought them. He planned that he wanted to take them out. He bought them largely because of the promise of resealable packaging.
Right.
Because he wanted to take them out and display a He-Man and a Skeletor. And so it was kind of a bummer when he couldn't do that. So he's like, well, I guess I'm leaving him on card, except his doesn't have a shield, which the shield is placed like right kind of between He-Man's legs. It's very visible with the way it's in the package, and it looks like something's missing. So first he messages Super 7, and their response is, yeah, well, we're not done sending out the pre-orders yet, so we're not going to send you your replacement until we're done with doing that. And then on top of it, the last email, he says it sounds like they're just going to send him the shield, which how's he, you know, he's not a magician. He's not going to get it in that packaging. So
Hobby yeah. Lobby, I'm sorry, man. That is not cool.
It
not
isn't
cool.
It is not cool. But I think he should raise a stink. But it sucks. You shouldn't have to go to that. You shouldn't have to spend the effort to do that. You know, you paid good money for him. You know, I don't know.
Totally agree.
So it's energy he could use on making customs or something cool.
Right.
I haven't even opened my case. Mine might not have shields either. I have no idea. Haven't even opened them.
Have you guys heard any scuttlebutt in the He-Man world about this happening?
No.
Or was this truly like a one-off fluke?
I think it's a fluke.
It wasn't like the Spider-Man with the unpainted eye that there happened to be a shit ton of?
No.
Okay.
Or the broken...
What are the odds it was just
icons?
Just Middlecamp.
Just Middlecamp. You know? Who was already kind of upset with Super 7.
Because
and
of the packaging.
He just keeps getting kicked in the balls.
Okay, I imagine you guys have a list of things. I just want to make sure this is on there. The Zombie Lab figures.
Okay.
That Kickstarter ends tomorrow.
Oh, all right.
And we've been sharing the stuff on our Facebook, and really it's 4-inch Walking Dead figures, really. They just released one. I mean, they've just been hitting unlock after unlock, so there's all kinds of things that are out there. And really, these might not appeal to somebody like Steve because it's people running around in regular clothing, you know. Yes, they're G.I. Joe scale, but they're not G.I. Joe. You know, it's hard to really incorporate into your G.I. Joe world, except for the fact that they're civilians. And, the last two, I think, are two women that are, like, wearing tank tops and, you know, cutoffs. I just think it's fun. I think it's cool to have this. And I will be the guy that will have a zombie. I like zombies. So.
Right.
Zombie diorama.
So what scale is Russ Coulter's?
4-inch.
Is 4-inch?
Yeah, and those, so you take those and...
I mean,
Russ's stuff is already beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, because he does, I mean, his own custom work, but, I mean, to be able to, you know...
So, obviously, if they're unlocking stuff, it's funded.
It is definitely funded, and I think it ends tomorrow, which is not going to help people for this podcast, because Steve will probably upload it in a week, but it's out there. If you didn't get in on it, you know, you'll be able to pre-order some of this stuff or buy it from scalpers like me.
What is the what's the all in? Do you remember off the top of your head?
You know what? It has changed because I did the all in originally and it was like $300 or something like that.
Right.
Well, there's been just unlock after unlock and every time
that number keeps going up.
Yes. Yeah. So I couldn't even guess where it is now. It's probably something kind of crazy. But
what are they per fig?
You know what? I don't even remember the math. I mean, I could go to the page real quick, you know, and come back to you. And
I'm guessing $20 a fig.
I think it is right around there. Yep. There's a lot of detail into them. They don't come. I mean, each one only comes with like one accessory, which, to be honest, makes sense.
Did they do accessory packs?
I don't think so. No. But I haven't been following the updates real well. I will get on there and look after I bring this one up, and I don't know if you guys have this on your list too, but that is also, guess what ends tomorrow?
Four Horsemen.
Yes. Yeah. So.
Did you get your order in yet?
I haven't. I'm going to tonight or tomorrow.
Yeah.
Way
to leave it to the last minute.
Yeah. My money's kind of tight.
So. I understand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, if money's kind of tight for you, then I'm being strangled. So
you're at the bottom of the lake, right?
Jeez, oh, peace.
I put my order in a couple of days ago.
For Mythic Legions?
For Mythic Legions.
What'd you do? Where'd you go?
Okay, so...
Wait, hold on. Give us both prices. What Courtney knows you spent and what you actually spent.
Courtney is in on this completely.
Wow.
Because she knows she's going to murder you in cold blood and sell your shit.
Possibly.
Okay.
Possibly. Chloe's here, your daughter. Do you need to get up? We're good. No. I told her, I said, look, I'm sick of saying I want to do this every time Mythic Legions comes out with a new pre-order or a new Kickstarter. And I talk to her and I say, you know what? I should order two of everything because they tend to go up in price, and why not capitalize on that and get free Mythic Legions?
And you did it. You got
and
two
I
of
did
everything.
It this time. Got two of everything, pretty much.
What's that cost?
Well, the all-in set was $290.
Oh, that's not bad.
So,
I mean, it's terrible for me, but it's not bad in the grand scheme of things.
But now... I realize that this could be the wave where this doesn't happen, but you look at a wave like the 1.75 wave, which I can't remember what that was. They had a name to it, but I don't remember what it was. But that included a figure called Pixis. Okay. If you remember Pixis, he was a blue armored Spartan looking warrior that's a skeleton. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
That figure right now is about a $200 figure.
Damn.
Just that one, and he costs $30, $35 at the most.
And you've got, what, four of those, Trev?
I wish I got one. Yeah. I wish.
So, I mean, if that's the trend, not that I'm expecting that to happen again. I'm just saying it could.
Right.
You know, one figure could pay for the... There's an all-in set that doesn't include the troll, because there's a troll in this set. Yeah. That's
Cyclops.
Yeah, that all-in set is $200. I mean, literally,
right.
If you had an extra Pyxis laying around, that could buy your whole wave of Mystic Legions. Which, you know, anyways. Now, what's probably going to happen is, because I did this, Mythic Legions has probably found its audience, everybody out there that wants them, pre-ordered them, and these will be worth less than what they cost.
And great. So. And when Courtney's on your ass to sell them for a loss, I will be there to buy them. Let me know. So you're welcome, because I care.
What do you think my odds are, Trav?
I think you'll do fine.
There's no at the end of the day, okay? You're not going to sell any of those for less than 60. So you're going to end up paying half price for each of your figures.
Yeah.
There is no way you're going to lose money on those.
I think that's very fair.
You know, and the problem is, you know, for a guy like me, the turnaround isn't there yet. I don't have the expendable income
right.
to wait 8 months or whatever it is to get them, yeah. you know.
Well, that's why Courtney's on board this time, because I was like, all right, I don't, in my toy budget, I don't have it.
Right.
So this has to be a, look, honey, I think this is what's going to happen. And,
yeah.
you know, and she was on board, so I got to pay her back that money by selling whatever I get
yep.
or dip into my toy money to replace it, which, you know, with the horsemen. And I truly do not believe that I was kidding when I said that everybody that knows about these knows about them. That's not happened yet. So it'll be interesting. Can't wait to get my hands on them. I'll tell you that.
Do they give you an anticipated delivery date?
I did not pay attention this time. Did you, Trav?
No.
But it seems like when they go into to pre-order...
They say estimated ship or something, don't they?
Yeah, but it seems like it's right around a six-month turnaround,
yeah.
usually. Because we got the trolls, and then we've gotten the 1.75. There was a 1.5, and then now...
I think the plan was like January, February.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice. So...
Thanks, UPS guy.
Thanks, UPS guy. Pete, what do you got for thanks, UPS guy?
Tears. I don't have any money, guys. Like, I just don't. I mean, I'm not broke. You know, I'm not. I'm not deprived. I don't have any toy money right now.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I did get my Spider-Man Homecoming wave. And I opened them up, and I put the BAF together, and I just think that's incredible. And but I'm behind the eight ball, because we've already talked about all that stuff. And so, I mean, don't worry, I'm not empty handed. I'm just not, you know, on the forefront of anything super cool. So,
yeah, that's cool. Understandable. You're still in the game. You're still collecting.
But
like you said, we did already discuss those when Hobby Lobby brought his in, right?
Yeah.
So
bastard.
All right. I see. Well, I'll go. I picked up some things at the Toy Swap that I haven't had a chance to talk about on the show.
Is that a squishy head?
Oh, yeah. I'm holding a Webster, Masters Universe Webster. Oh, totally. Squish that head.
I thought it was Web Store.
Web Store, sure. Yeah, it probably should be said Web Store. Definitely an O. What are you doing? He's not just squishing the head. It's 30-some years old. Come on.
Is he supposed to do something?
Yeah, but mine's broke, so he has a...
He's missing a lot of stuff here, too.
His rope. He has a rope that goes in here with a grappling hook, and I don't have that part. I bought this from Trav. I mean, it's incomplete and shit.
You really don't have a good web store?
I don't. I need one.
Oh, such a great
film. Anybody out there got one, get a hold of me. You know where to find me. But what I do have for Webster, you can find... backpacks every day.
Every time you say Webster, I picture that little black boy from the TV series.
So that's what he's talking about.
Didn't he say, what you talking about, Willis? Or is that the other? That was that his weird brother on Different Strokes?
I thought he said Dynamite.
No, that's a different show, too.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Oh, no, he was A, right? That was him? No.
Anyway.
Okay.
Moving he was on. I Pity the Fool. Anyway.
We don't know. We didn't watch it, so. He definitely didn't watch it. He's too young.
I don't like post-scrimmage Travis.
He's kind of grumpy, isn't he?
Yeah.
He does seem a little short, a little grumpy.
Jeez.
He's smiling over there, and I like it.
We were like super, like delayed, and like
I missed
drug our feet just so we didn't.
Yeah,
miss
I wish you would have done that. I thought I was gonna walk.
Yeah,
in.
Yeah, we wish we would have done that too.
I thought I was gonna walk in. It was Game of Thrones talk. I was gonna sit down. Boom, out the door.
We're gonna get there pretty quick. Right, back to Webster. I did not get this Webster at the at the toy swap, but I did get a blue gun that goes with that Webster. So. This is a pretty hard to find variant, that gun.
Okay.
He came with an orange gun.
Okay.
He didn't come with a blue, well, he did, but he rarely came with a blue gun.
What was the reasoning for that?
I just think it was just one of those variants that.
Dude's got a Bo 2 podcast and doesn't have any idea.
Yeah.
It's a shame.
Yeah, you're right. I suck. I'm such a failure. Anyways, I picked this up and that's awesome. Kyle Moore got this gun. In a lot of Masters figures he picked up. Just a box full of miscellaneous parts and figures, incomplete, some complete stuff. And this was in there. And he brought it to actually the Geek Sale, and I took a look at it. One of a few people that took a look at it, and I was like, oh, the blue gun. Nice. But he didn't want to sell it yet. But I was able to pick it up at the swap party, and... I'm pretty proud of that because I don't have a whole lot of like hard to find things in my Masters collection. My stuff's pretty run of the mill. It's no Wonder Bread He-Man or it's no Titus or Megator, but it's a blue gun. And I'm happy that I have it. So, moving on down the line, sticking with Masters of the Universe, I also picked this up from Justice Curry. This is something we talked about before, but he delivered it at the toy swap party. I purchased it from him earlier. And this is a vintage on the card Roboto. And it is the card on this thing is beautiful. His
bubble
is a little
like it's covered in urine.
Yeah, they yellow. And that's one thing I do not like. I don't like yellowed bubbles. But you know, they're hard to find not yellowed, so maybe I'll upgrade someday, but it's going to be a hard one to upgrade because the card is so beautiful.
Right.
I mean, if you look at the art on the back, it looks like it's a reproduction.
I hate to say this, but the fear of yellow bubbles, they're all going to be yellow someday.
Yeah.
So I understand wanting a clear bubble.
Yeah.
But.
Well, and somebody could correct me if this is false. I don't deal with AFA ever. Actually, none of us here really do. I think Travis had one thing he tried to check out with AFA once. But I've heard that they don't grade the yellowness of the bubble because even if they put it in one of their little cases and grade it beautifully because it's a crystal clear bubble, 5 years down the road, that bubble's yellowed anyway. It can be yellowed.
This is absolutely beautiful.
It is.
Yeah, I would never replace that one.
So,
that figure is cool.
Oh, Roboto's awesome.
I don't know. Again, I'm not a Motu guy, but the gears and stuff inside. I mean, that's neat, man.
Well, what you don't know, Pete, I don't think you know, is when you swivel his waist, the gears turn.
Well, open up and show me. What are you doing?
and then that moves his mouth, his jaw up and down when you do that. Pretty cool.
That's way cool. Yeah. That card. I can't believe the. It's amazing to me that the bubble can be yellow and the card can be so good. That's what's weird to me.
Yeah.
You know?
Because it's just an environment thing, right. or maybe not even. I don't know why. It's like, why are some Storm Shadows yellowed and some of them are still white? Right. Are the white ones all going to be yellow someday or what? You know, it's just weird. I don't know.
Do you know what the price tag on that, consumers, do you know what that is?
I don't.
What is that? It must have been the, what if that was the name of the store? Or?
I do not know, but I, you know, my gut tells me it was kind of like, it might have been like a Whitmark. You remember Whitmark?
I do. Yeah. S&H Green Stamps?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of music, I bought Offspring's.
Speaking of music.
What the album had, Smash, had Self-Esteem and whatnot on it. I bought that with S&H Green Stamps at Whitmark.
Really?
So, yeah, I did. Great album.
Great days.
Great days.
All right. Pete, you're a Joe guy.
I'm collecting Joes, yes.
All right. So who's this?
That is Keel Hall with his gun.
Ah. Is that a big deal that he's got his gun?
The gun is a big deal, yes.
Nice, Peter.
Yeah, good. You're coming along. I'm proud of him.
I was this close to saying Shipwreck. I was like, but if I say Keel Hall with his gun, maybe it'll be funny anyways. So that was just fish in a barrel.
Because you could have been wrong, you thought.
So the gun itself is $40-ish, according to a huge explosion of testosterone dude drama on the Era page in the last couple of weeks.
Really?
Oh,
I missed it.
A guy.
Do you know of this? You're shaking your head, Trav.
I'm gonna try to do a real quick blip on this, just because it was that interesting to me. So, Steven, you buy Joes from me.
Yeah.
Okay? I sell them to you. We grant a price. You pay. I ship. Good to go. You open up and you find that it's not so-and-so's gun, that it is Keel Hall's gun.
Mm.
I find out that it's Keel Hall's gun.
Mm-hmm.
I come to you and say, hey, because that was Keel Hall's gun, you owe me more money, or you need to ship the gun back to me, and I'll ship you the correct gun for the figure.
Mm-hmm.
And I was reading all the comments, and I was like,
so you want to know what I think of that?
That guy's an absolute douchebag.
Yeah.
Absolute 100% douchebag.
You need to know your Joes.
Yeah. You sold somebody something, and, you know, and 98% of the 400 comments were on the side of us. But there was an instigator or two that, well, you know, an honest guy would say, yeah, that we'll do that. And no, you sell what you sell, you buy what you buy.
Seller beware, what you buy
buyer
too.
Beware.
Yes.
You know, at the end of the day, guess what? It's going to happen.
Yep.
You know, there was no malice intended. There was no shifty. You made a mistake. The other guy capitalized on it. It is what it is. You know?
Yep.
So.
Yep. I think that goes both ways too.
Right.
If you're a buyer and, especially if something's pictured. Now, if a guy describes something, you know, if he describes something, let's say this figure is complete, and then sight unseen, you buy it. Well, then, and then you get it and it's not complete, I think that's on the seller.
Yeah, absolutely.
But if that seller puts a picture of it and says, these are the accessories that come with this thing, and then you get it home and then you do some research on Yojo.com and realize that figure's not complete, that's on you. You don't. The buyer doesn't owe you money back.
Right.
It goes both ways. That's my opinion. But
so, not to sidetrack, I thought that was a funny Keel Hall story.
It was.
So Justin came through.
Justin came through. This is a funny little story. He also has a file card. I didn't bring it, but that's pretty cool. Justin and I had made this deal on this Keel Hall months ago, and I paid him for it, He gave me a box. I actually bought a bunch of stuff at once. He gave me a box, and I didn't even catch that Keel Hall wasn't in it.
Oh, I would have lit him up at the fucking Christmas tree.
Until months.
I would not have. I would have set my alarm for 3 a.m. every day just to text him about my fucking Keel Hall. I would have ruined his life.
It would be funny.
I'm just saying.
But, no, so then, and I didn't notice it, and I was like, you know, thinking one day I was proud of myself. I'm like, yeah, I got Keel Hall and his gun because I got it from Justin. But then I looked at my collection, and I'm like, I don't see it there. And then I thought about it, and I was like, hey, Justin, remember that? And he's like, yeah, I still got it. So he gave it to me, and I'm happy.
He came through.
Awesome. Cool pick, man.
Yeah, so That's it for me. Trav, I see you got something cool over there.
You know, I have a bunch of boxes at my house, all kinds of stuff. I didn't get a chance to grab them before I came here. I'll be honest, I didn't plan on coming here. I just told you guys it was gonna, and so.
Son of a bitch.
But then I was like, man, I miss those guys. So I did stop at a Walgreens. I'm away here. I mean, I could have been here sooner, but I don't know if you've heard, but the Marvel Knights and Thor series are hitting Walgreens.
Yep.
So I was like, screw it. I'll just real quick stop at Sherman. And sure enough, they had some Thor figs, and they had Hela. And I think she is going to be a hard to find one, and along with Ares. I think those are going to be the two.
So which ones did they have?
Manistee. Nope, Ludington, Walmart. We hit a couple on the way back from the casino. Had the entire Thor wave, with the exception of Ares.
Yeah, I think he's the one that people are picking. Yep.
So which ones did they have, other than her?
Loki and Thor.
Oh, nice.
But then they had Daredevil. Maybe just Daredevil. They might have been a Punisher, too. And then I stopped at Apple. I mean, because, you know, once I found one, I couldn't really help myself. And
is that where you picked up the chip on your shoulder today?
No, I think I was born with that.
Okay.
Yep. And that one, they told me they didn't get a single case. They don't have any of them. Now, I might actually believe them, because their shelf was jam-packed. I mean, absolutely packed with old stuff.
There was 8 Ant-Mans, 8 Punishers, 8 Daredevils, and then 4 Namors.
Yeah, pretty much.
And 2 Purple Hawkeyes.
Yeah, pretty much. Although I would take a Purple Hawkeye now, because with that Bullseye comes with a unmasked head, and you could put it on a Hawkeye figure, and it could be from like the Dark Avengers, where Bullseye was posing as Hawkeye.
Oh.
I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
so,
very cool.
Yep.
Poor boy customs. I love it.
Yeah, exactly. This Hela is amazing, and I have not put together a Hulk yet, but Middlecamp, who I trust, obviously told me that Hulk is absolutely amazing.
This Especially bath. If you're a Hulk guy.
Yeah. You know, which I am, and it's weird, is when I saw the pictures of it, I was just like, eh, something about it, I just didn't. But he said that it is, he said it's absolutely amazing.
Well, just looking at this arm.
I know. Looking at that arm, it's amazing.
It looks fantastic.
Yeah.
That Hela may be one of the most beautiful women we've seen in Marvel Legends.
She's awesome.
She's very cool,
absolutely,
man.
Incredible.
You know, the unmasked face really looks like Kate Blanchett. The head, the one I will leave on, the one where she's got her helmet with the, you know, it looks like horns kind of. Oh my god, it's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, it's great.
It's a great figure. Yeah,
it is great.
I also got the A-Force set. Which I'm going to have to bring in so we can actually look at them. I'm not going to open it, but...
Yeah.
But I will...
Which, I don't even know what that is.
It's they did a comic called A-Force, and it was a team full of women. They did a story during the Battle World stuff, during Secret Wars. It was a good book. It was enjoyable. But it was a planet. It was a planet where there was no men. And there was a storyline why that happened or how that happened. I read the first issue. I didn't read the second issue, so I don't know what happened next. But it's a powerhouse team. It's a pretty fun set. 6 women.
Is that the one that's got She-Hulk?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
I do remember seeing that advertised now.
Yeah, it's a cool looking set. And
is that something you ordered?
I got it on Toys R Us. And we might end up seeing it at our Toys R Us, but we might not. It's so hard.
140?
120? It was pricey. I don't think it was that bad. I think it was... I think it was 100 to 120.
So 20
figure, maybe just under that.
So
it's a cool set.
So I was at work the other day, and there was some chatter going on about Hasbro Toy Store. Did they put stuff up? I missed everything, if there was.
Oh, yes.
What'd they have?
None of the Star Wars stuff.
Okay.
That stuff has been, they're saving that for HasCon, which is Hasbro's con.
Okay.
So they did not put any Star Wars up. I honestly don't know if we're ever going to get a chance at that, that set. I think we'll get a chance at the speeder, not the speeder, the, the land.
Yeah. Land speeder.
Land speeder. Yeah.
Luke's.
Luke and that land speeder. Yep. I think we'll get a shot at that, but I doubt we'll see. And if it does, it might be like 3 minutes. It's up.
For Thrawn?
Yeah, for Thrawn. Yeah. I mean, and we saw Kyle's. Kyle brought it to the Geek Show, and it was absolutely beautiful.
Thing's awesome.
Yep. It's just a beautiful display piece. And so I don't think we'll see that. What was up was the the IDW set. Mm-hmm. So I had Jetfire, the Heavy Duty, and I actually love that set because I liked Visionaries. I liked Micronauts. There's a bunch of other toy lines that are in that I liked. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was cool.
Was that the G.I. Joe size set, but like one was
G.I. Joe, yes. One was, okay. Yes, yep. Had one big Transformer in it. Yeah, and yep. So that was up. I heard the missile set was up.
Okay.
It's like a cardboard.
That was my question.
Yep, I heard it was up.
The Missile Command Center, I believe it's called.
I did not see anyone saying they actually got it. So I don't know if it ever was actually up. I think it probably wasn't. I think that's one that they either... Because that was sold somewhere else, too. I think at JoeCon.
Okay.
Maybe. I think. So we'll see. Because
the Joe stuff's usually easy to get.
Usually,
yes. I've always had good luck getting Joe stuff.
I think this was a limited run
on
that. We'll see. But there's a site right now that they made those. Somebody made those. Mm-hmm. You can go on right now and buy them.
Right, it's like reproductions of the original.
Yep, it won't. You know.
However, the figure that comes with figures.
It
I
came
don't
with
know.
Three figures, but they're modern: a Cobra Commander and two Cobra officers or something. And you're not a modern guy, so.
Right.
And then the Thor set, the big Thor set, which we're getting a lot of the figures, but there's a couple in there we won't get. Bor, Thor's grandpa, and he's amazing. He looks like you can put him right on your Mythic Legion.
Yeah, he's pretty cool.
As a Viking. You know, he just looks cool. And probably Malak, which is the Dark Elf, which most people don't even like him anyway. But also Ulic, which is the leader of the trolls, and he's amazing looking.
Yeah, Ulic. I've always thought that character looked cool.
They did him in 375. He's been a peg forever.
Yes. Yep. Yep. And awesome. If they did him in he's so big he would have had been a BAF probably anyway, but He's a pretty big figure. But those were up. They didn't last long. I got on an ordered. They had a limit of one and two on some of the stuff. I have not got a shipping confirmation, which is freaking me out. So until I get that with them, I don't trust Hasbro.
Right.
Yeah, so we'll see.
Right. And I think I saw some of the chatter. Nobody's really gotten the shipping, have they?
No.
From what? Amongst our friends.
Right. I got a shipping for the stuff that I bought when they accidentally put the stuff up.
Right.
A week ago or something like that. I got a shipping notice on that. But that scares me that then maybe they won't send me this stuff. And I got more stuff because I got that G.I. Joe set. So we'll see.
Gotcha. So, moving on, TVs, movies, and trailer. No, let's do, we got anything to talk about reading?
I read, I didn't read comics, so.
I did not read.
Okay, well, that makes three of us.
A great new book by CJ Box, the 17th book in the Joe Pickett Game Warden series.
Ah.
Absolutely awesome. He's a phenomenal storyteller, so.
All right.
I read a book about a serial killer profiler, FBI profiler. By Alex Kava called Split Second. So it was good as well. So
all right.
Been on a novel kick lately. So I actually been picked up, I've been reading, I don't know if I told you this guys or not, I've been reading The Stand by Stephen King. So
how's that coming?
Great, actually. It's coming great.
That is so old.
Never, ever finish that
you
book.
Think there's any listeners out there that know what you're even referring to?
There's a handful, and that was for them.
All right.
I've been playing a lot of Fallout, so, you know.
Yeah. That's why I haven't been reading.
Right.
All right. TVs, movies, and trailers. I got some things I want to talk about.
All right. Well, one thing I want to kick it off with, movies, yes, but not really. There was a fatality on the set of Deadpool 2.
Yeah.
And I was reading about that because we just had the one, of course, with The Walking Dead last month. They have not had a on-set related fatality in 17 years in the movie industry.
Wow.
And now they've had two in a month.
Wow.
So But I was reading a lot of the stars of the movie were tweeting, and the directors and writers and stuff, and, you know, sending out their condolences and what have you. And Ryan Reynolds had that epic picture of him with all the cops,
saying,
hey, shooting the Spider-Man movie.
Sorry for the traffic backups.
Yeah, yep. But I just, it's strange, you know what I mean? That's happened twice now. And this one, it was a female, and it was a motorcycle related. So yeah. A motorcycle stunt.
I saw that.
The other one was a male fall.
Not to move on from the tragic death, but in that picture with the cops, did you see Ryan Reynolds, what he was doing?
Not exactly, no.
He's twipping. He was...
That's so good. I'm sorry. Ryan Reynolds, to me, is like the ultimate cool guy.
He is.
You know? I mean, he's just... If you look, like, there's lists of his... Like, the top 10 Ryan Reynolds tweets about being a father... I mean, he is just hilarious, man. So absolutely
good.
Hilarious.
So good.
So, and gorgeous. Oh, my God.
It's a good-looking man.
Makes my teeth sweat.
But, yeah. So, Travis and I, one day, and actually our wives, we started to watch Ozark on Netflix. We watched the pilot episode, or the first episode, and then I watched the whole thing. Trav, did you ever watch any more?
I never watched another episode.
Never watched another episode?
I did enjoy it. Yeah. And Pete, you would like it.
Yeah. Yep. I love Jason Bateman.
All right. And you'd like this.
Yeah.
So it's crime.
Jason Bateman was great in it. It's good. It's Breaking Bad-ish, but very different, if that makes sense. So,
It has something to do with hiding drug money or something.
It's about money laundering.
Okay.
And, Bateman is a smarty pants, right. But very good. I would recommend watching it. There's a few things in it that are, felt a little unrealistic or not out of character a few times in it. But overall, I really liked it. So, if anyone wants to see that and they got some Netflix,
check it out.
Also, I ripped through Voltron season 3.
2.
3.
No, is it?
Yeah, they just dropped 3.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. It was a short one. They only gave us 7 episodes.
No, I thought it was season 2.
No. So, that show is obviously successful. They've got a toy line. There's more toys coming. They're in their 3rd season, and I'll tell you, I know why it's successful. And I wish I could say more, but I don't really want to spoil it for anybody. But I just love how that show keeps going back to its roots. But it does it in a very creative way. It makes sense. Doesn't feel forced. It gives you Easter eggs where, if Claire's watching it with me, it's going to go right over her head. But it doesn't matter because she doesn't care. But I've got a grin from ear to ear because I'm like, that is so cool. And, They need to figure out. That's the formula. If they were going to do a Masters of the Universe reboot, I would want it to be. I think I've decided, a cartoon, Netflix, use the people that wrote for Voltron because
nice,
they know what they're doing.
Cool.
I'm glad
you're enjoying it.
Yeah. You guys got anything? And then I gotta pose a Spider-Man question to both of you, but if you got anything else you want to talk about first.
Has anybody started season 2 of Preacher yet?
I haven't, and I definitely want to.
Yeah, I need to as well.
Yep. We finished American Gods. Have either of you watched that?
No.
Mm-mm.
I think you'd both love it. Really good. Fun.
What channel is that on? Show a Max?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you ever catch up on Ray Donovan?
No, but I am going to because I have heard. I mean, I keep hearing good things, and the day will come that I will.
All right. The new season just dropped. I just watched the first episode.
Gotcha.
They killed somebody off screen in between the seasons. It's not a spoiler because there's a lot of characters, but I was like, what in the hell? Still love that show.
Yeah. I love him. Oh, God, I love him. I wish they would have brought him back as Sabretooth and Logan.
That would have been rad.
You know what? I did see today a link that said that a deleted scene dropped on the DVD that had something with him, but everything I had heard that they never connected and they never brought him back on. I don't know. I have to check it out.
That would have been awesome. I love Liev Schreiber.
Oh, God. He was a great Sabretooth, too. Yeah. Yeah, one of the highlights of that movie.
They released the Shameless next season release date, which that's exciting to me. I don't know if you guys watch Shameless or not.
No.
Never seen it.
Oh, totally. Totally don't know what that is.
Heard good things.
This is what's great. Let's see how many shows we can talk about that only one or two of us have watched.
Right.
That's awesome. So, Do I, Defenders is dropping next week. Do I need to take the time to watch Iron Fist, or can I just watch Defenders? Travis.
You do not have to watch Iron Fist.
You don't have to, no.
Should I watch Iron Fist?
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, it gets a lot of hate. I still think it was a good show.
It was good.
Everybody ranted and raved about everything else on Marvel Netflix, and nobody said boo shit about Iron Fist.
Well, they said negative stuff.
What do you mean? Danny Rand is white? Yeah, his name is Danny fucking Rand.
I've ruined it for a couple of people because I've told them, when they're watching it, they said, "What do you think?" And I said, "He's too fucking whiny." And then they watch it and they tell me that all they could do is
focus on his whining.
Focus on how whiny he is, and they're like, "Thanks a lot," you know. And so that part was hard. Yeah. His character, I'm hoping
Defenders this will fix it.
Fixes it, yeah.
Because I think the actor was fine.
Yeah.
I think that he can do, you know. A lot of people complained about him not being a real martial arts guy, and I'm like, well, they're all stunt guys doing that stuff anyways. Exactly. So if you're complaining about him, get a better stunt guy. But you know, there wasn't. The biggest thing that was irritating to me was his inconsistency and how good of a fighter he was. And that was a little weird, but you can get past it. And I still think overall it was a good series.
And it is worth it for Colleen Wing.
Yeah. Yeah. She's so hot.
She's
the chick that plays her. So I don't know who it is, but,
she's the same one that did, what's her name from the bar? Maz Kanata, right?
Right.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Definitely her. That was her. Also on Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones, too. Yeah,
also on Game of Thrones, too.
And that's a great segue to Game of fucking Thrones.
Which is great, except I wanted to talk about Spider-Man first.
Oh, okay, yeah, because that movie's only 6 months old. Go ahead.
Real quick, let's do it.
I just want to ask you guys a question. I saw this on the internet, so maybe it's not true, but I looked it up today, and it kind of is true. You know, we all liked it. Right?
Thoroughly enjoyed
it. We all loved it.
I
okay?
loved it.
Yeah, I might get pigeonholed as the guy who didn't because we've talked about the problems I had with it a lot, but I liked the movie.
Shit, it wasn't Suicide Squad. You know what I mean?
Right. So I was very surprised to see that it had a fantastic opening weekend. It dropped dramatically the second weekend, and just a few days ago reached the numbers that Amazing Spider-Man 2 reached, which I think is the lowest grossing Spider-Man of the Tobey Maguire and the what's his name?
Andrew Garfield
series. So
not even remotely shocked.
You're not. See, that's what I wanted to ask you guys. Does that why to me, I'm like, okay, we've got probably the most likable Spider-Man possibly we have, you know.
But are the numbers timed? Is it this is how much it's made at the same time as this movie, or is it it's grossed more because, I mean, shit, the movie's been out.
No, it's still going. It is still going. So it's going to surpass it, but.
Right, but so right now we're comparing this movie's been out for 3 months to a number that a movie's earned in 4 years. That's what I'm asking.
Well, I think not 4 years, but what it earned in the theater would be my guess.
Probably. That's what I would guess, too. Okay. But I mean, come on. This is
comparing apples to oranges.
This has Robert Downey Jr. in it.
I'll tell you right now, it's Spider-Man fatigue. That's what it was. It was Spider-Man fatigue. A lot of people said, I just watched. I can't believe they're rebooting it. And a lot of people just didn't go see it.
And I wonder if Civil War gave them enough of a taste to even tide them over. You know what I mean? Well, I don't need to go see this movie. I saw him enough. I know what he is. I know who he is. It is what it is. So
I think it was straight up fatigue.
And maybe a lot of people just boycotted it because they heard Uncle Ben wasn't in it. There were some people that were really upset about that. So
that's got to be it.
Right.
That was one thing I forgot to mention. I can't believe I did this. Remember how we talked about how he didn't have a spider sense in the movie? And it was, I can't remember. It bothered somebody, and I can't remember. But in that trailer that somebody videotaped for Infinity War, the scene with Tom Holland, he has a spider sense moment.
Oh.
So like
maybe it's like his power hasn't developed yet?
He's developing his powers.
Yes. Cool. Well, you know, it kind of makes sense because yeah, cool. In the first...
It makes spider sense.
Yeah.
In Civil War, he explained to Tony that he wears those goggles because he's got so much input coming into his head that he can't sort through it all.
Yeah.
And it just makes sense that he would have some sort of spider sense, and that was kind of maybe his spider sense, but too much for his brain to handle at that time.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. Pretty cool.
Cool.
So, all right, that's all. Now we can go to Game of Thrones.
Game of fucking Thrones.
Yeah.
I am so in.
I want a dragon.
We are sorry, Gary. Okay, we're sorry.
Sorry who?
But oh, that's
we're
right.
Sorry, Gary Rickleman. Go to the bathroom now.
Oh, yeah.
We absolutely love Game of Thrones.
Yeah, because Pete's got a top 10, so you got to come back.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? I've totally changed my opinion about these anti-Game of Thronesers. I was playing the whole role of me, but you know what? I don't want you to enjoy Game of Thrones with me. I want it all for myself. I want to sit there and
different.
My youngest brother, okay, 10 years younger than I am, he FaceTimed me the other day. Dude, did you watch Game of Thrones? We need to talk, blah, blah. So we FaceTimed. We had a nice conversation. So Sunday, I was on duty, and I said, come to the station. So he brought nachos out, and we sat and watched it together, like literally almost high-fiving. You know what I mean? It was just.
This is Dylan?
Dylan, yep. Yeah. It wasn't nearly as exciting as the previous episode because, of course, dragons, fire, all that stuff. But, man, these guys are just – it's just epic. Beginning to end, this shit is absolutely epic. And I don't know. I just love it.
Me too. Here's a question I want to pose. This pace that they've got going right now where, you know, they're not worried about showing that it takes 6 months to sail to this place or however long it takes. I don't know. This pace that they're keeping here, I love it. If they would have done the whole series at this pace, they probably would have shaved 2 seasons off. Do you think that would have made a better Game of Thrones?
No.
I think this is the payoff.
Yes. Yep. It's the and the depth was so necessary. But I'm sitting there, and when they go through the gate at the wall, and you look at the significant badassery that is walking in that group.
Oh.
Friggin' Jon Snow.
Yeah.
Redbeard from the Wildlings. The frickin' Hound. Robert Baratheon's bastard who's got a fucking hammer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That was a character I never thought was coming back.
Joru Mormont. Yeah, these guys are badass. This is, I looked at my brother Dylan and I said, that right there, that's the Game of Thrones Avengers. You know what I mean?
I think it's the Game of Thrones Suicide Squad.
But they don't suck.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where you're like, that is just epic.
It is. It was awesome. I saw a great meme. You guys may have seen it too. It says what Jon Snow thought was going to happen, and somebody superimposed a thing, and it shows Jon Snow tugging a walker, a white walker back on a rope like he caught one.
Right.
And then below, it shows that shot of him running like hell from one and says, what really is going to happen? And it made me laugh. Thought that was funny.
All right, so I got a question for you guys. Okay, and we want to make sure everyone understands. The three of us are not WikiLeak guys, or we're not getting on and reading, because some of this information is leaked. Because hackers,
that people have gotten it.
Yes,
information. I've known none of it.
We are not those people, okay? Right. Because that's why we like Game of Thrones. We enjoy the surprise, and that's part of it for us. So when we start talking about theories, I want everyone to understand we are not. This is not stuff that we read or anything like that.
If anything I say comes true, it's because I'm smart.
Yeah. Oh yeah. So, do you think that the White Walkers, and I should say the White Walkers because they will, but the Whites, which are the zombies, which is what they're trying to go catch, is a zombie, you know?
An undead.
Yes, an undead zombie.
Not the big badass bastards.
Yep. So, they're going to try and catch one of those. Do you think they will not attack Jon?
Mm.
because he was dead and brought back to life.
Oh. I don't know, but how that's a possibility. Could
it be if that scene, they're running, and all of a sudden the whites run past John to chase the other people.
So there's so much information with Game of Thrones, it's hard for me to keep it straight. He has not fought them since he died.
He has not.
Okay. No. That's possible. It would be kind of neat.
Yes.
He'd be like, what the hell?
Yeah. Because he's how are they really going to catch one of these things? I mean, how are they?
The Hound can do anything.
Yeah, but there's thousands, you know? I mean,
they got to find one alone. They got to find a straggler.
Well, from those trailers, it doesn't look like they found one alone.
No, they appear to be walking with friends.
Yeah.
So
yes.
Yeah.
And running with friends.
Oh, man.
Then here's another thought. So obviously from this last episode, it did not confirm it, but there was two things in that episode that made you, okay, we all know that Jon is Targaryen, but two things in that episode happen that I would say, I mean,
confirm that theory.
The dragon allowing him to touch him, exactly, was a big deal.
Especially that dragon.
Yeah.
I mean, that dragon killed a little boy. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah.
You know, asshole. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then as much as a throwaway scene as it seemed like when you watched it, the scene where you guys' favorite fatty is sitting there with his little hot ugly. And she's talking about...
It's ugly.
She's talking about how many steps there are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she brings up the annulment of a marriage.
Yes.
That is John's father. And it was an annulment so he could marry. And she didn't say the name, but it was so he could marry... What's her name?
The one who had her throat cut.
No.
But the sister.
Yeah. Stark's sister.
Stark's sister, yes.
That Littlefinger loved.
Yes, yes.
No, Littlefinger didn't love her. Littlefinger loved Stark's wife.
Caitlin, Catelyn, or whatever it was. But, so...
Baratheon loved her.
Yes, and that's what started the war.
Ah. Yes.
So, that's why he went after the Targaryens, because they kidnapped his love, which was Ned's sister. Well, he didn't kidnap her.
She ran away.
She ran away with him because she loved him.
Ah, very Helen of Troy.
So not only now is Jon not a bastard, because he always was still a bastard.
Right, because he was out of wedlock.
Out of wedlock.
Yeah.
He wasn't, though.
They were married, but they got it annulled.
They were married, and when they had him. So not only is he not a bastard, he is the true...
King. Even more so than the queen of dragons. I mean, she's not a king. She'd be a queen. But mother of dragons.
No, she's his aunt.
Aunt, which is really hot.
That's totally fine.
Yeah.
Okay, can I be realistic? If they're a brother and sister, it'd be totally fine.
Well, on this show, it would be.
On this show.
How do you feel about it, though, really? How do you feel about if she is his aunt, them hooking up?
I think that's where they're pushing us to believe is going to happen.
Oh, she's definitely smitten with him.
Oh, yeah.
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 What do you think?
I don't think
it would be the end of the world. I think they've been setting us up, you know, with the creepy stuff with, the Lannisters.
Yeah.
And this actually ranks less creepier, I guess. I mean, it's way less creepier than brother and sister, right?
Yeah, of course.
And, so I think they've talked us into accepting it. Now, if they started this whole story and this is as creepy as it got, everybody'd be like, "Oh, that's gross."
Yep.
But come on, we've seen Jaime Lannister and Cersei banging next to their dead kid on the floor.
Wait, we got to take a step back here. So, Jon's mother and father. Okay. So Jon's mother was related to a Stark.
She was a Stark.
Was a Stark.
Yep.
It's Ned's Jon's sister.
Father. Was a Targaryen.
Yes.
Khaleesi's dad was that Targaryen's brother.
The Mad King.
So they're cousins.
If she's Jon Snow's aunt.
I don't think you could draw it up. I think you actually have to go on a page and look at their family tree. Is the only way I think you could do it.
Well, if she's Jon's aunt, She needs to be one of John's parents' sibling. Right? Or is she like a great aunt?
No, no. I think that's it. She would be... She... I don't know. We can't do this. I'm just telling you.
How was John's dad related to Khaleesi? That's the question.
I think he would have been her brother. An older brother.
He'd have to be.
Yes.
He'd have to be a significantly older brother.
Which is very possible. Happens all the time.
So then you're correct in saying that she would be his aunt.
Yeah.
Everyone.
And the only reason it's not like I've researched it. That's what I've.
Because the way I thought it was is John's dad's a Targaryen.
Mm-hmm.
The Mad King is her father. They're brothers.
Right.
Which would make them then first cousins.
Right.
Which is even way cooler than aunt. You know what I mean?
So to Cersei. Is she pregnant?
No.
Ooh. Woo.
She's faking it.
Really?
So faking.
Oh, yeah.
Even crossed my mind that she's faking.
Well, because I can understand why her being pregnant would be shocking. She's faking it, though.
She's doing it to control
Jamie.
Jamie.
Because she saw Jamie slipping away.
And she brings him in, and what does she say to him?
Brings him, don't you ever betray me again.
Exactly.
She's totally faking. I don't believe for 1 second.
Not even 1 second is she pregnant.
Poor Jamie.
Poor Jamie.
I just want Jamie to...
Because he was there. Jamie was there. He was almost breaking. He was almost flipping.
Yeah.
You know, and he was seeing that she was crazy. But now, like, originally when this season started, I thought we are going to get who's going to sit on the Iron Throne in this season. We're going to get the battle between Cersei and Khaleesi. I thought we were getting that. Now I see Cersei is really going to play the game. We need to join together to fight the White Walkers and try to stab them in the back.
Right.
Yeah. Mm.
So good.
Ah, it's so good.
It's so good. How about Tyrion and Jaime coming face to face again? That scene
was cool.
It was cool.
I felt forced, but.
Oh, really?
To me, it felt like they had a lot of little things they wanted to get. For example, they wanted to get Baratheon's bastard son back.
Yeah.
And so Davos is going to, the smuggler is going to sneak the only dwarf we've seen into this, you know, and into, you know, so some of that I felt.
He was awesome in that, the way he was, you know, just spitting with him and goofing
so
and,
good.
You know. I mean, had him convinced. I mean, the golden tongue.
Oh, yeah,
man.
Yeah.
But it had to be Tyrion.
True.
I mean, you know.
And that it all made sense. I just... Don't you send a raven? Or, I mean, it seemed to me like... But that scene had to happen. And so why can't it? I enjoyed it. But then again, so Cersei acts like she knows it happened. And she let it happen. Which, I get it, because she wants this meeting to happen. But don't you think Cersei would have, if she knew that he was in the city?
No. She found out after the fact. I would be willing to bet she found out after the fact.
It's too late.
You know what I mean? And I think she was, again, the acting like she knew beforehand, I think was all part of the manipulation.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Regardless, it was great. And this was an episode where not a lot of action happened.
Great storytelling. Okay. Great storytelling.
So good. You know, almost. When Tormund, the redheaded wildling, when John shows up and he's like, you
did
know.
Did you bring the big one?
Is the big girl, the big lady, or whatever he says?
He just said the big woman.
The big woman.
Oh, he did say woman? Okay. Yeah. I just, and his eyes lit up.
He is great.
Absolutely love him.
Great chuckle.
Who's living? Who is coming back from that Suicide Squad?
Oh, well, the one guy keeps coming back to life, right?
But maybe this is the time where he doesn't.
Yeah.
Jon Snow's got to come back.
Yeah, Jon's coming back.
The redheaded wildling, I don't know about him.
No, I hope so.
I think the Hound's coming back.
The Hound's got to come back.
But
this show.
Yeah.
This show, yeah. I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Bastard Baratheon. He's up in the air.
Yep.
But they went to a lot of work to bring him back.
Plus, I think he's going to be the one that can work with the dragon glass and the Valyrian. Call. I think they're going to find out he could actually... He trained under the guy that made that sword
right,
for Jaime.
Right.
So I think he's the guy that can make Valyrian steel. And
right.
Interesting.
We'll see.
Okay, so Sansa and Arya.
Yeah.
That's a boiling point happening, isn't it?
I hope to God that Arya is not going to get tricked by Littlefinger. And I think people think that Arya, because of her training, is going to be too smart to be tricked by him. He's so...
They have never showed him
lost you.
As not being smart. I mean, really, have you ever seen Littlefinger get outsmarted? Through this whole series, I can't think of a time when he got outsmarted.
I don't want him to get outsmarted. I want him to get his fucking throat cut.
Oh, me too. Me too. But she's dealing with a world-class manipulator.
Oh, yeah. What did the letter from the Raven say?
I paused it.
So did I.
And I believe it was after Ned Stark got beheaded, if you remember.
Yep.
They sat
Cersei.
Young Sansa down, and they said, basically, they threatened her and said, you got to write this letter telling your family to give up and show allegiance to Joffrey. Yep. That's what I got out
your
of it. It was very blurry, but I could get enough words. I saw Joffrey in there. Yep. And it said something died of his wounds. I think they were talking.
King Baratheon.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. So she found what looked like a betrayal letter.
Yes.
From Sansa.
Yes.
Which is obviously what Littlefinger wanted her to find.
But I don't know if you remember when that letter made it to Rob, because that's who it was to, come bend the knee. Rob, I can't remember if it was Rob or if it was their maester, said, that's her handwriting, but it's Cersei's words.
Right, yeah, you know, I do remember that.
And they figured that out, so that I'm hoping, please, Arya, don't fall into that. But the previews they're showing make it sound like, and that's what Littlefinger wants, man. He wants the Starks to kill each other, and then he'll be the King of the North.
Yeah.
And then he'll just get eaten by a dragon because Khaleesi doesn't recognize a King of the North.
Right.
How did you guys feel about the Tallys, Sam's brother and father? What did you think about the way that they died?
It was hard. As much as those dragons incinerating somebody, for me, as cool as it is, it's hard to watch. It's just like, holy. They show the people standing there on fire for what? 5 seconds, and then they just kind of fall into a pile of ashes.
I think Khaleesi is
losing it,
dangerously close.
Yeah.
Yep.
I wanted the dragon to eat them, not burn them.
Yeah. Has he eaten anything?
Yeah. He's eating people.
Yeah.
I wanted him to just go and just eat them. That's what I wanted. But I don't know if you guys know this or not, but the week previous episode when the dragon's torching all the cargoes and everything, they broke a record for the most number of stuntmen actually on fire simultaneously, because it was like 20, and like the most ever had been like 4.
Really?
So, and it was, if you go, and I believe it's still on HBO, there's a 12-minute special, and it's just the making of, and it's really interesting. You know, but yeah, they had 20, and the way they shot it from different angles to reuse the clips and stuff, and how they lined up the dragon with the fire and it's really neat, you know. But the budget, I mean, they're up to like $3 million an episode is what it, but you know, to budget this stuff.
Well, and I mean, I just remember back to when she was carrying around the damn eggs, and I was like, okay, how much of a budget does this show really have? Because they haven't shown us any damn dragons. And then we got the little dragons on her shoulder or whatever.
Oh, they're so cute.
And to watch it now and go, yep, this is 6-7 years of my life, but we got to this.
That dragon looks real.
It's awesome. It is movie quality awesomeness.
Was anybody else super excited that their big crossbow spear didn't do shit? Like, they thought this was going to be the end-all, be-all. This is how we're going to take these dragons out of the sky. Yeah. And the dragon went, and then sat down and just burnt people alive.
I do think, though, had that been
in the head. Yeah.
I think it would have had a different.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they showed that, okay, it might work, but it's pretty hard to hit one of those things. Hell yes.
But now imagine 40 of them lined up, though.
Yeah.
Then it changes things.
But they don't have 40 of them.
I think they do. I think they're going
to But they're going to get them.
Oh, yep.
Right. They're going to get them. I really thought that we were going to lose a dragon.
I did, too.
I thought she's going to be the mother of two dragons. Yeah. And, you know, that's still threatening as hell. And two dragons.
Still, it's still
she's never
she
attacked with
kids.
More than the one, has she?
No.
Well, just the boats.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, that's right, the boats.
Yeah.
Wow.
We didn't even see Reek this episode, now that I think about it.
No, there's a lot of characters you just don't see. I mean, we haven't seen the Hound for, like, two.
What I really love is watching the, you know, last week on Game of Thrones or whatever, and it shows that, and you're like, shit, that was like four episodes, that was like four seasons ago.
Yeah.
But they're showing it because it's such a far stretch.
It's relevant.
You know?
I love that they're going back.
Yeah.
The letter. Mm-hmm. I love these little things. The dagger. I absolutely love it. This show is the best television show ever.
Ever.
Yeah. It's pretty damn good.
This is going to be one of those where, like, I truly am going to be sad to see it go.
Yeah.
But I'm going to applaud the fact that they didn't drag it out like The Walking Dead.
Well, there still is talk, too, that there's going to be
spinoffs and stuff.
Which I would love.
Right.
I'll watch them.
Hell yeah.
All right. I think that takes us to Pete's Top 10.
Pete's Top 10 already?
Pete's Top 10.
All right. Well, yeah, let's do it then. Pete's Top 10.
Pete. It's getting his...
In honor of Steven's new venture.
Uh-oh.
He has. He did not tell you guys what the name of his new podcast was. I don't know if you missed that or not earlier. Masturbators of the Universe. No, is that it? It was creative. The
Masturbators.
Yeah, the podcasters of the universe. Right.
Yes.
It's which I think is epically hilarious. This is my top 10 this week is the top 10 reasons why I know for certain. That Jeremy DeWitt is the new love of Steven's life and that he likes him more than he likes Travis and I. Number one, he gave Jeremy my chair. So that don't know, there's three of us and there's two folding chairs and then there's like a big executive leather chair and he gave my big executive leather chair to Jeremy.
Wow.
Number two, I noticed... that he had headphones hooked up for him prior to his arrival. So we've been fighting for headphones for weeks and weeks. And Jeremy got him the first night out.
The first night. Didn't even have to ask.
I'm not going to say the town because I don't want to invite stalkers, but they're from the same hood. Like, homies stick together. It's where Steven works. It's where he lives. And there's some pride there, and I think that's part of it. Because we both live, like, we're on the other side of the tracks, Trav.
Yep.
Hmm.
He's both an artist and a musician, and Travis and I are neither of those things.
Not even close.
We talk about wanting to be an artist like you, Steven, or a customizer like Joe Crazy Bill, or a musician like Dave Hunt, and Jeremy is all of these things rolled into one. He has a huge, beautiful beard, which is number five or so. I'm not allowed to have a beard, and Travis's beard leaves a little bit to be desired. But Jeremy has a full-on beard.
He's got a beard.
A man beard. Yeah. Like, I just got off a Harley man beard.
Yes.
He has long hair. I'm pretty sure they use the same Luscious hair products, which, you know, that's another thing they have in common. He's a He-Man guy. That's obvious. I'm not a He-Man guy. Travis is a He-Man guy, but it's like sixth on his list, I would be willing to bet.
Not even sixth. Maybe 11th.
Yeah.
The other thing, one of the reasons, this would be number nine on the list. He has a beautiful tattoo sleeve.
He does.
And it's not only is it beautiful as far as it being done well, but it's all of the nerd stuff that we love. I cannot afford a tattoo sleeve. And Travis... has the bitchiest bitch tattoo in the history of the world.
He does.
So either of us cannot hold a torch to those beautiful full sleeves.
Yeah.
And the number 10 reason, which is probably the number one reason that we're convinced that he loves Jeremy DeWitt more than us is because Jeremy DeWitt actually knows people. And I think Steven feels like Jeremy would be able to plug him into the Motu pipeline. And right. He'll be able to get actual people to come in and be on the podcast. And because Steven takes this very seriously. Right. And because of our fucking language, we don't. So, but that's my top 10 for this week.
Really?
I thought you were going to say number one was that fact that they did.
Wait. I got one more just in case. I just realized I missed one. I skipped over this. The time in which it took for you to upload the podcast shows it was 4 minutes after you got home and it was up. And we are like, hey, man, it's been 3 days. What's going on? So. Yeah, it's always Courtney's fault. Geez. So, all right. Guys. Travis, was that yours? Okay. All right, all good. Right. I realized, like I said, I had one more, so awesome.
Well, there's one thing that Jeremy could never beat Travis with. Travis's hands are so small that my cock looks huge in them. And so that's the number one reason why I love Travis right there.
Right.
And so, and you, I don't know why I hang out with you. I really don't.
Lesser of the evils. So.
So.
Awesome.
All right.
Well, awesome, man. Some great toys, some great TV and movies going on right now. We don't have, Random Fandom is coming up soon-ish. I cannot make it due to a previous engagement. But sounds like the podcast crew is going to be there representing for MesquiteCon. Doing a little trade action and checking out their show. That is the last Saturday of September in Fremont, Michigan. Random Fandom Con. Make sure you check them out on Facebook. New podcast. Check it out. The Podcasters of the Universe featuring R. Steven Bashotti and Jeremy DeWitt, another Motu guy artist. I just told you all about him. He's great. So make sure you guys check that out. Episode 1 is up. Yeah, well, let's Stephen Bashotti, Travis Bowles, I'm Pete McCarthy. You've been listening to episode 78 of the My Wife is Gonna Kill Me podcast. We hope you enjoyed it, and until next time, we'll see you guys in the toy aisle.
Alright, everybody, for those of you who stayed around, hung out after the outro music because you just want more from us, this is your reward. You didn't think we weren't going to do the giveaway, did you? Well, we almost didn't because we forgot to do it. So I'm adding it now.
But it's pretty cool. It's like MCU style. You know, you wait through the credits, you get rewarded. So, this is the giveaway. And speaking of rewards, last week's winner, who is going to get rewarded, because he was the first one to repeat Pete's message, or Pete's little phrase, the winner is Eric Bertram. Eric, congratulations. Get a hold of us the same way you won the contest. And give us your shipping address. We will send a box out to you. Awesome. Now, on to the phrase that pays for this week. So, if this should be the first time you're listening to this, you've heard this this contest, this giveaway we do, what you do is I'm going to say a phrase. You send that phrase exactly as I say it, to the My Wife Is Going to Kill Me Facebook page in a private message. And if you are the first one to get that to us, we're not going to tell you either. You're going to say, hey, here it is. We're going to message back. We're going to say thanks. Because we're going to reveal it on the next episode if you actually won. So, yeah, send us that message. And if you're the first one to get it to us, we will send you a box full of some hokey shit in the mail. And it's going to be awesome. Is it really going to be awesome? I don't know. I'll tell you what, you know, this is what we try to do. We try to put at least something in there that's kind of cool. It might not be what you collect, though, because, you know, we don't know everybody. So if we did know maybe that you're a Joe guy, we might try to put a Joe in there. But if we don't know, we're just got to guess. And we throw something in there that's kind of cool. And if you don't like it, then at least it's trading fodder. So. And, you know, maybe we'll put a couple other little stupid things in there just to be funny. So you never know what you're going to get. But it's free, so who cares? It's free. I mean, come on. So, here it is. The phrase that pays. The way to win is to text the following message to the My Wife Is Going to Kill Me Facebook page. I want Travis to hold my junk so it finally looks big. There it is. That's it. That's what you get to text us or message us. So the first one to message that to us is going to be getting a box. And Eric Bertram, you're out for 10. Cannot win for 10 more episodes. So, yeah, that's it. Good luck, everybody. And I hope that you enjoy, that the winner enjoys whatever he gets. Thanks for listening, and we will talk to you in episode 79.